1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. A Republican candidate for governor was endorsed by President Donald Trump this week. Trump said on social media that Tom Tiffany, who is the current representative in Wisconsin's 7th congressional district, has always been at his side, and as governor, Tiffany would work to grow the economy, cut taxes, secure the border, ensure law and order, support the military, and protect gun rights. Tiffany, a long supporter of Trump, launched his campaign in Wausau in September. After the endorsement, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman dropped out of the gubernatorial race, meaning Tiffany will face medical service technician Andy Manske in the August 11th Republican primary. The primary for Democrats is much more crowded, with 7 candidates still in the race. Scammers are using the tactic of impersonating local government entities and officials to obtain money for fake tax bills and other fees like building permits or zoning submissions. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has received reports from individuals, businesses, and even government entities of being targeted in this manner. Scammers will use email and text messages that seem legitimate with well-written details, sometimes impersonating specific individuals using official government logos, street addresses, and titles. They may even ask potential victims to immediately wire money to avoid late fees, fines, legal action, or even arrest. Scammers try to instill a sense of urgency to get you to act out of fear of retribution. The DATCP recommends using verified contact information for local government entities, officials, and utility providers. Local news at the top and bottom of the hour, or on demand anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
The Bucks slump continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks head to Boston next to play the Celtics after losing to the Wizards. 109-99, Miles Turner had 21 points, 14 rebounds, but says that missed shots were not the Bucks' problem.
The reason we lost tonight is not makes or misses. It's the bonehead errors, you know. It's the foul and jump shooters for 20 points, whatever it was. It's offensive rebounds. It's turnovers. Like, that's been our Achilles heel the past couple games. I think we're playing, you know, the right way to win games, but it's the margin, you know, that I think we're losing right now. Only something that we correct ourselves.
In Milwaukee, outgoing team president Peter Fagan given a farewell ceremony. Fagan asked if he discussed the trade rumors with Giannis, who was in attendance.
I'd like to say, how do we knock out the noise? You know, and Giannis, I always joke about it. He's focused on rehab. All he cares about is getting back on the court. The one thing that's undeniable, this is his home. This is like where he raised his family. This is like what he loves.
That's the Bucks' Peter Fagan. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny with a high right around 12 degrees here this afternoon. The wind chill, that's going to stay below zero here most of the day, even though it won't be all that windy. Tonight, partly cloudy with lows hovering around zero. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the low 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your La Crosse News Roundup from WLCX. Find more news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.